The produce buying company PBC will officially open a $10 million shea processing plant at Bwipe in the northern region to boost the shea nut sector. The plant will process shea nuts into shea butter, shea oil and other derivatives for export. The Deputy Managing Director in charge of operations, Nanai Jenim Boateng, told Radio Ghana that the company hopes to purchase 40,000 tons of shea nut annually to feed the plant. He said the company is in talks with the Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation to develop ways to reduce the gestation period of its shea nuts.
PBC used to be the sole buyer of cocoa, coffee and shea nuts. Prior to the unilateral system, before we got to the multiple system of the registration of LBCs. So after that reform in 1992, when Ghana Cocoa Marketing Board was going to Ghana Cocoa Board, Cocoa Board became still the stakeholder to register LBCs for coffee and shea, but mainly for cocoa. So it made PBC to go off in the share business and we're concentrating on cocoa. But in 2007-08, we decided to go back to share. And in our first year, because we had all these foreign companies and other buyers also in the market, we didn't get a buyer, that is the external buyer, because it's like we were somehow crippled. So in 2008-09, we decided to, because we knew the potential in the share market, and we thought that we would want to explore. So in 2009-10, we explored the market in Brazil, because Brazil has a population of over 190 million, and we saw that they are into this share cosmetic. Because share, you can get it, when you get it into the lane, you can get it for pharmaceuticals, you can get it for cosmetics, and you can get it for oil, that is food or edible. So through the assistance of the former Brazilian ambassador, we were able to go to Brazil and we got the market. But initially it was that they will give us the loan and we will deliver for them. But we thought that no, when it gets like that, then we cannot progress on subsequent pricing. So we decided to source for our own funding. And that is how we got into it. We initially sought a loan of $10 million. For which 7 million of the 10 million would be for the machinery from Brazil and the remaining 3 million for infrastructure. We've finished and handed over the administration block, the canteen, the laboratory, the changing rooms. 15 of the 20 containers are in to you at Bwipe. That is where we are setting up the plant. The remaining 5 containers will be in anytime soon. So now we've started the basement infrastructure. So the Brazilians hopefully will be in town first week October. When they come, is when then they will start the assembly of the steel structures. And from the steel structures is where then finally we may hand over to start processing. The share is an optimum capacity of 40,000 tons nut to process 40,000 tons nut to process 15,000 tons butter. Now we are adding up accommodation and other activities. So the total by the time we finish will be $15.5 million because we've added up other structures to it. So the initial $3 million for the infrastructure will not be sufficient. So now by the time we finish, hopefully we will looking at $15.5 million, that is including accommodation for the staff, water treatment plant, so that it becomes a whole complete setup.
How viable is this project? Because we'll produce up to a point and we'll not be able to meet the demand for the market.
Share has a potential and Ghana has a potential of 200,000 tons nut, but only 15,000 is processed. It is because of the way the pricing is, and that is what has not made people to get seriously into it. Our is a 10-key basis and the market is for Brazil. And this market is for only Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is only 20 million out of a population of 190 million. So it means that though we've not even finished and commenced work, we're getting orders all over. But the initial project is for the Brazilian market. That's what we'll see, whether Brazil will take all or not.
Deputy Managing Director in charge of operations at the produce buying company, Nana Ejenim Boateng.